in order to, for example, develop one of the key devices of the new 17th century clocks, which is this. This is a balance spring, which allowed the miniaturization of an enormous amount of clockwork, so that what up till then had been relatively large scale is suddenly turned into a really tiny device. Well, in order to make balance springs like that and to turn metal, you needed a new range of lathes and holders and screw devices, normally themselves worked by a complex gear and pulley arrangement, which allowed the cutting and turning of metal to fantastic accuracies. And so it's not simply the resources out of which the clocks are made which enable this revolution in precision. It's also that you start to get a demand for machine tools, for lathes and vices, which can allow the manipulation of metal and glass and ivory down to very high precision with extremely precise tolerance. And I think that's also an extremely important aspect of the way in which clockmaking drives these precision demands forwards, that minute errors in metalworking have catastrophic effects on clock performance. And so the notion of error and tolerance changes hand in hand, I think, with the way in which the clock trades go.